Yeah.
What would you recommend to yourself about taking things serious, being put serious in the mind? How would you, what practice would you suggest to them?
What was that again?
You mentioned about being serious, what's too serious with your thinking.
Well, I was going to say taking the hindrances seriously in the sense, okay, this, you know, you can't just sort of whitewash them over. They keep showing up. And so that overestimating oneself and underestimating the power of our delusion, that's taking it seriously in that sense, and not getting too complacent and being able to muster up a sense of circumspection and being willing to reflect on our experience. And it's one of the qualities that the Buddha points to over and over and over again as integral to the progress on the path, is the quality of being circumspect. Appamatta, being careful, is kind of a limp kind of translation. Heedful. Being heedful. So it's a hard word to translate into English, which, as in, once you start getting to the subtlety of nature of mind, sometimes it's good to get a feel for the Pali terms, because they're kind of, you know, they have layers of meaning that are important to get a feel for. And so this quality of appamatta, lack of heedlessness, because pamada is like heedless, careless, lack of circumspection. So there's a careful thoroughness to the way that we're willing to explore our experience. So that's sort of taking it seriously, and not taking ourselves too seriously, because we can really burden ourselves with trying to be serious in our practice as well. It can be, you know, it gets to be hard work when we're doing that, is carrying this burden. You realize, well, no, the Buddha's, the whole purpose of the path is freedom of suffering. So you don't have to, there's no extra virtue points available to us when we make things difficult for ourselves.